time you are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition. Yes, you heard me right. Due to a minor recent problem with their Weather Whipper satellite system, the Institute's real busy right now, so they contacted me by wireless to take care of their shift here at WREK Atlanta. So tonight I've got something special planned for you seekers. So I brought 40 versions of Aquarius.
Not if Enjoy. Evil Susie can help it.
Oh man, I ain't up for that shtick again. Not after the Flues played 20 versions of Shaft last week. I still can't get that walkie-ticky out of my head. But I gotta have something to play. Ooh, yeah, I know. There's that album she found in the WREK vaults. This would be the perfect place to play. Where is it? Come to mama. Yeah, this'll be the ticket to keep you bored freaks pacified for another hour. Daniel Stephen Crafts. C-R-A-F-T-S, a mad neo-modernist audio collager. He turned out a quirky LP back in 1982 using Found Sound. And keep in mind, this was back during that dark, bleak Reagan era, so Danny probably edited it together on a reel-to-reel using a razor and splicing tape. Whew! Side one is gleaned from TV ads of the time, and oh, it boasts a lovely title. Hear Seekers, Daniel Stephen Crafts and his Snake Oil Symphony.
He knows that a creative sale is one in which the idea that leads to a purchase generates in the mind of the salesman before it does in the prospect's mind.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
Variety of ingredients.
He can create an appetite in the prospective customer that isn't hungry.
Now, for the very first time...
Selling is not limited just to people called salesmen, for we all have something to sell.
The doctor sells his patients, the lawyer sells his jury, the pastor sells his sermon to the congregation, the lover sells his love to his sweetheart, the peanut vendor sells his peanuts.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
Yes, everyone selling together blends hearts and minds and spirits, just as the musicians in an orchestra harmonize musical tones to create a mighty symphony of prosperity. Symphony of Prosperity.
Now you can have this amazing new symphony right in your own home.
He can create an appetite in the prospective customer... It isn't hungry.
It isn't hungry.
It isn't hungry.
The lover sells his love to his sweetheart.
For we all have something to sell.
Now you can have...
A Mighty Symphony of Prosperity.
We're all selling. We're all selling.
He can create an appetite.
When everybody sells...
We got all kinds of nonsense and remedies.
When everybody sells, we create a mental and an emotional climate of friendliness and goodwill that makes buying a joyous and a happy adventure.
We all know we're in the art of selling.
Now you can have this amazing new...
A variety of ingredients.
Friendliness and goodwill.
Friendliness and goodwill
that makes buying a joyous...
And a happy adventure.
And a happy adventure.
And a happy adventure.
He can create an appetite in the prospective customers... That isn't hungry. That isn't...
Now you can have...
A joyous and a happy adventure.
Everybody sells.
We're all selling.
Joyous and a happy adventure.
That isn't hungry.
Now you can have... Now you can have...
Something to sell.
We all know we're in the art of selling.
We create a mental and an emotional climate of
unconscious selling.
Right in your own home.
When everybody sells...
We're all selling.
For we all have something to sell. Yes, everyone selling together, Mighty Symphony of Prosperity. For we all have something to sell.
Milk train!
I believe you should have this. I believe you should have this. I believe you should...
Now you can have...
I believe you should have this. I believe you should have this.
This amazing new symphony...
Symphony of Prosperity.
Generates in the mind of the salesman before it does in the prospect.
Everyone selling together.
Milk train.
I believe you should have this. I believe you should have this. I believe you should have this.
Right in your own home.
At this level, our salesman can see the top of the ladder and is well on his way there.
Something totally alien.
Looks larger. Looks like it's growing.
Be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
It's the biggest thing that's ever happened in our time.
We're facing a new form of life that nobody understands.
It's like nothing we've ever seen before.
This is some mental vampire at work.
We have been confronted with an enemy the like of which defies description.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
Looks larger. Looks like it's growing.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
Hypnotic eyes.
Alien, totally alien.
Something that must be incredibly, unbelievably...
Something totally alien.
Looks like it's growing.
That nobody understands.
It's fantastic. The entire spinal cord is missing.
We're facing a new form of life.
That nobody understands.
The biggest thing that's ever happened in our time.
Looks like it's growing.
Hypnotic eyes. We're facing a new form of life.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
New form of life.
Mental vampire.
Has any one of you seen anything alive?
Thank you.
Now you can have this amazing new symphony.
A mighty symphony of prosperity. Just as the musicians in an orchestra harmonize musical tones.
Just a second, I forgot my note.
Just as the musicians in an orchestra.
To create a mighty...
Right in your own... Right in your own home.
And now...
Now you can have... Now you can have... Now you can have this amazing new symphony...
Create a mighty symphony of prosperity.
Milk train! Milk train!
Right in your own home.
Just as the musicians in an orchestra harmonize musical tones. Prosperity.
Milk train!
Milk train!
Milk train! You cannot! You cannot!
I forgot my note.
Just as the musicians in an orchestra harmonize musical tones.
I forgot my note.
Now you can have this amazing new symphony.
Symphony.
Now you can have
a mighty symphony of prosperity.
I forgot my note.
And now. For the first time...
Free to pursue more profitable enterprises. Profitable enterprises.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
Profitable enterprises.
Totally alien.
Profitable enterprises.
Looks larger. Looks like it's growing.
Faith healer of some sort. Healer of some sort.
For the first time...
Before it does in the prospect's mind.
The lover sells his love to his sweetheart.
He can create an appetite in the prospective customer that isn't hungry.
He had a hypnotic impact.
Mental vampire.
Those hypnotic eyes.
Selling is not limited just to people called salesmen.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
We're all selling.
Mental vampire.
Generates in the mind of the salesman before it does in the prospect's mind.
Those hypnotic eyes.
We all know we're in the art of selling.
I even have reason to believe that there's some form of life in it.
This amazing new symphony of prosperity.
Has anyone of you seen anything alive?
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
We create a mental and an emotional climate of friendliness and goodwill that makes buying a joyous and a happy adventure.
It's fantastic. The entire spinal cord is missing.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
Right in your own home.
When everybody sells...
We're facing a new form of life.
Looks larger.
Looks like it's growing.
Before it does in the prospect's mind.
It's the biggest thing that's ever happened in our time.
Profitable enterprises. Profitable enterprises.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
To create a mighty symphony of prosperity.
Now, for the very first time,
you can have
a variety of ingredients.
Totally alien.
He can create an appetite.
Totally alien.
Looks larger. Looks like it's growing.
He can create an appetite in the prospective customer that isn't hungry.
We're facing a new form of life.
For we all have something to sell.
And now!
Oh, Shanghai, don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
I forgot my note.
Now you can have this amazing new symphony.
The nature, the basic nature of poverty is political.
The basic nature of poverty is political.
The basic nature of poverty is political.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
The basic nature of poverty is
to create a mighty symphony of prosperity.
Oh, Shanghai.
We're all selling.
Don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
We're dealing with something totally alien.
This amazing new symphony.
Jesus Christ, it's sugar.
Don't bet your money on the Shanghai.
Right in your own home.
What purity! What joy!
Somebody bet on the bay.
Egos that have a meaningful self-interest.
The vehicle in which people can determine themselves, in a sense.
Modifying or defining these egos. Egos.
In terms of self-determination.
Conflict operation. Self-determination. To hopefully bring about.
Putting your finger on reality.
Modifying or defining these egos.
The two words that is the essence of our philosophy, self-determination. Thus, this has its meaning.
Now, for the very first time,
I've got it.
What?
The power.
Oh, this,
day by day, in every way.
Those hypnotic eyes.
The power.
The power. Science does not yet understand.
Right.
He can create an appetite in the prospective customer that isn't hungry.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
Reassure the customer of his goodbye, thank him, and leave promptly.
You have the order.
Get out courteously but fast. Leave promptly. Get out courteously but fast.
Thank you.
Efforts in vain, it finally came. And once again, we did the same. Yet when it came, it surely brought the fact that the same had so been sought.
I shall give them tomorrow's time.
Tomorrow's time.
Now, for the very first time.
And now!
Fantastic.
It's incredible.
Now you can have...
You cannot win! You cannot win! You cannot...
We're dealing with something totally alien.
We're facing a new form of life.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
Now, for the very first time,
we're dealing with something totally alien.
Free to pursue more profitable enterprises.
Profitable enterprises.
Profitable enterprises. It's like nothing we've ever seen before.
For we all have something to sell.
We got all kinds of nostrums and remedies.
Symphony of Prosperity.
Looks like it's growing.
Nostrums and remedies.
Amazing new symphony.
Profitable enterprises.
Symphony of Prosperity.
Hypnotic impact.
Looks like it's growing.
Looks like it's growing.
Nostrums and remedies.
Totally alien.
Totally alien.
Now you can have this amazing new...
Now you can have...
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 Yes, everyone selling together to create a mighty symphony.
Now you can have...
Now
you can have... Now you can have...
Now you can have...
Now you can have...
Now
you can have...
Now you can have...
Now you can have...
Now you can have...
Before it does in the prospect's mind.
That isn't how.
That isn't how.
Now you can have...
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 Now you can now,
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 to create a mighty symphony of prosperity.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
You can now,
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 you can
now.
Now you can have this amazing new symphony
right in your own home.
If you don't look at what's in here, you are making the biggest mistake of your life.
Oh, now the tone's gonna change. Side two of the Daniel Stephen Crafts album, Soap Opera Suite. And he had a lot of titles for the different sequences. I'll just read them all off. The Essence of Melodrama, The Art of Hearing, Brief Interlude, The Woods, Living in Fragments, The Conversation, Brief Interlude, The Phone Call. And it wraps up with The Human Condition. So here on Bob's Slacktime Funhouse on WREK Atlanta, Daniel Stephen Crafts and his Soap Opera Suite from 1982. Enjoy.
It was
was simply a very bad situation. He was out of work. He was drinking.
Oh, Paul, I wanted our marriage to work more than anything in the world.
She's trying to fit the pieces of her life back together again.
Don't you realize what she's been through in these past 2 years?
I will never be any good for him.
How's marriage?
Well, I guess I thought you were aware of the fact that it's been pretty well on the rocks for at least 6 months, Mac.
You're some rotten excuse for a wife, you know that?
Paul, I'm asking you for a divorce.
Divorce? Anne, are you sure?
Are you saying I should forgive him? That I should love him while he's in jail?
Barbara, I really do hope you understand. I was hoping I wouldn't have to go into it, but... Look, it has to be told. There's no other way around it. You have to know.
But I've been afraid my faith isn't strong enough. To tell you the truth, I'm not really sure how it happened.
Nothing to worry about. When I find out from my boss that my daughter's a drug freak...
Daddy, the only thing John wants from this family is acceptance.
Almost invariably initiated by some form of physical trauma.
She's on the ragged edge. Don't you realize what she's been through in these past 2 years?
Yes, Mary, I understand.
The results of the latest tests show a marked deterioration. She's going to tell me I'm pregnant. What am I going to do? I'm pregnant. That's the kind of thing that you can't forget. Me.
Your desire very often borders on desperation, Karen.
I wouldn't have made it through last year without you.
With help and care and patience and love, we can bring her back.
But to what, Doctor? What does Emily have to come back to? Do you think Wally's taken in by my going through the motions?
Well, before I met you, I spent most of my life at sea. It was my home. I mean, ever since I was just a kid. And I never had the time for anything serious with a woman.
Is this my punishment for having been so mean?
I'm just telling you that I know the hell that you're going through. I've been through it myself.
His first wife divorced him for very good reason. He's a man who spent time in prison for armed robbery.
But you got to remember, he's had an emotional breakdown, so not all his actions are necessarily logical.
Is this my punishment for having been so mean?
I think she's evil, and I think she's come here to try and destroy us.
What I mean is, I already know what happened between you and Morgan.
Wait a minute, you think Peggy is...
Yes, Paul. That is exactly what I think.
I don't think the girl will live. Immediate surgery.
Do you think that's wise?
That's what the doctor suggested I do.
Oh. But to what, doctor? What does Emily have to come back to?
Well, it's someone who has a very unsavory reputation.
How's marriage?
Immediate surgery.
But good marriages don't end for no reason.
She's reasonably happy, Miranda. That's about all we can hope for now.
It's time she was disillusioned about him.
She was out of work. She was drinking.
I trusted you once.
It was simply a very bad situation. He was out of work. He was drinking.
Well, I guess every family has to have its black sheep.
Well, it's someone... who has a very unsavory reputation.
They're going to ensure that he receives the newest and most sophisticated treatments available.
If he does now, then he'll have her under his thumb for the rest of her life.
It was simply a very bad situation. He was out of work. He was drinking.
Fat chance of getting that promotion now.
We can't go on like this. We cannot go on like this.
I can't take any more of this, Frank.
Take me away. Get me out of this place.
It's the last thing I do.
tell me. Tell me some specifics about your relationship.
It's almost invariably initiated by some form of physical trauma.
She hasn't spoken?
Not one word since they put her in this place.
She's a junkie.
Do you think that's wise?
That's what the doctor suggested, I think.
Oh, because I love the look.
You mean you actually spent the night with her?
She might have lost her faith and not prayed as hard.
And I'm not going to have just anyone come over here and decorate my house.
Honest women are very rare.
But that's the whole problem. I don't know anything.
At least not anywhere it showed.
And I'm afraid that doesn't come in pill bottles.
I must say I'm puzzled as to why you wanted to see me.
I will help you drive out the evil.
Thank you.
Just go along with whatever she says, all right?
I have given you my life. To use, to further the cause.
I'll do anything, Tom, a waiter, dishwasher.
You're going to have his baby, and you're going to be in bondage to it. I would do anything for the cause. You know that to be true.
They're going to ensure that he receives the newest and most sophisticated treatments available. Anything new in your love life?
It smells April fresh.
There's more than blackmail between us, Raven.
I happen to call it the power of prayer.
You need friends.
You need a fluoride. And you should believe that. I mean, with your religious upbringing.
Fat chance of getting that promotion now.
So you did sleep with her?
I'm not too hot on my sister.
There's more than blackmail between us, Raven.
Have that lovely, agile young body.
That shall always be my main concern.
And you should believe that. I mean, with your religious upbringing.
You need friends, not discos.
And you couldn't talk him into coming back to the sanitarium?
I didn't know my father was in Puerto Rico.
Fat chance of getting that promotion now.
Couldn't you be just as much of a success in Australia?
I didn't know my father was in Puerto Rico.
I had so much to learn.
See, I want to do something with my life besides going to skinny dipping parties.
I didn't know my father was in Puerto Rico.
Till I saw U.S. Department of Agriculture figures on enriched bread.
And just don't let it happen again. Next time you go out for hamburgers.
See, I want to do something with my life besides going to skinny dipping parties.
Of course, I hadn't quite figured out how to explain the fact that I was stark naked.
Well, everybody does it here at one time or another, don't they?
I don't see how that will help your campaign any.
That's a little dirty linen between friends.
It was a wedding present.
It's really not that embarrassing at all once you get into it.
You know, if I was you, I would expose all those healthy parts of my body to get that commercial.
Well, everybody does it here at one time or another, don't they?
Of course, I hadn't quite figured out how to explain the fact that I was stark naked.
I think we should talk about it after the election.
Come on, tell me. Tell me some specifics about your relationship.
The results of the latest test show a marked deterioration.
You mean you actually spent the night with her?
I couldn't ask for a lovelier mother substitute.
He's too inexperienced for my needs.
He's a writer, and writers, like artists, are, well, they're different.
They're going to ensure that he receives the newest and most sophisticated treatments available.
That shall always be my main concern.
Fat chance of getting that promotion now.
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny.
You're through in the bathroom, huh?
Even more so now than before.
It was just a lot of bravado.
And I'm afraid that doesn't come in pill bottles.
I have a regular kitchen floor. You need a fluoride. Neither one of us can lead a normal life anymore.
But you're going to have his baby, and you're going to be in bondage to it.
I'm sure it'll get easier for you as we get to know one another better. So you did sleep with her?
I happen to call it the power of prayer.
And you should believe that, I mean, with your religious upbringing.
A very important man told me that.
But I was never as mean as he was. He was a pimp.
Lately, I've had pleasant surprises in that area.
But you do suspect negligence, don't you?
About what?
Having your way with my body?
No, no, it wasn't near as nice as this, but, well, the service was similar.
You should have seen how we spent the night, too.
You know, someday, when you're the head of this company, you may look back and realize why I couldn't always spend as much time with you as I would like to.
Anything new in your love life?
Well, it's someone who has a very unsavory reputation.
And I'm afraid that doesn't come in pill bottles.
Come on, tell me. Tell me some specifics about your relationship. Tell me.
Tell me.
Come on, tell me.
What about me? Don't I have the right to my own personal life?
Weekdays on NBC.
A tape recorder? I can bet anything that tape was very carefully edited.
No, not here, okay? There, over there. No, nobody will see us there, okay?
I don't know when I enjoyed being with someone as much as I enjoy being with you. I like sharing your ideas and feelings and discovering who you are. Everything you do is, I don't know, full of excitement. It's wonderful. I like sharing your ideas and feelings. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Everything you do. I don't know.
Discovering who you are.
I like sharing your ideas and feelings.
I like sharing your ideas and...
I don't know.
It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. I don't know when I enjoy it.
I don't know.
It's wonderful. Destiny.
Amanda, that is utter nonsense.
Absolute nonsense, Holly.
Amanda, that is utter nonsense.
That bothers you, doesn't it?
I couldn't care less.
That bothers you, doesn't it?
I couldn't care less. You make you feel better.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you soon.
Time has a way of slipping by.
That's the way it is. That's the way I want it.
It's the way it should be.
Now, that's the way my father wanted it, and that's the way I want it.
That's the way it will be. Forever and ever.
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny.
You're too understanding. You're too sensitive.
It's not an act, honey.
Yes, it is, honey. Well, honey, it's not a question of having to do it. Yes, it is, honey.
What was necessary?
Yes, what was necessary.
Not a drop of blood.
Almost air conditioner.
You're too understanding. You're too sensitive.
What was necessary?
Yes, what was necessary.
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny.
That's not what I meant.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I really knew.
I think that I want you to know.
I mean that I know that I knew.
I really think you mean that.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's great. I really do. I love it.
And now that we know what we know,
it's... That's the way it will be. Forever and ever. Time has a way of slipping by.
Let's just do it.
Oh, Jim, can we do it? Can we just... Do it.
Let's just do it.
Well, everybody does it here at one time or another, don't they?
We can do it. Together, we can do it. Oh, Jim, can we do it? Can we just do it? Will you come?
Well, it's about time.
I know I can. I have to.
I can't do it. I can't.
I was quite serious.
But I was very young.
I can't do it. I can't.
I mean, together, we can do it.
Let's just do it.
Can we do it? Can we just do it?
Yeah, it's great. I really do. I love it.
I am so glad.
I am so glad.
I am so glad.
I know I can. I have to.
Well, everybody does it here at one time or another, don't they?
I am yours. In the night, in the day, always.
Will you come?
I know I can. I have to.
I mean, together, we can do it.
In the night, in the day?
Forever and ever.
All across America.
And it must be controlled.
In the night? In the day?
And that's the way I want it.
And it must be controlled.
I really want to believe that. I know I can. I have to.
You'll be free then.
I was quite serious.
In the night? In the day?
And it must be controlled. And it must be controlled.
That's the attitude, baby.
Who's available?
I thought only of you.
And it must be controlled.
Let's just do it.
All across America.
What is it?
Forget it.
I've lost it.
It's done. It's over. It's forgotten. All right.
I really want to believe that.
Time has a way of slipping by.
It just seems so hard, you know, two people who are strangers trying to get to know each other. I mean, you know, what do you talk about? Where do you start?
Could you have one thing in your favor? Have that lovely, agile young body.
Can't you tell I'm crazy about you?
I find you a very exciting woman.
I really want to believe that.
I don't think I've ever had a dream this beautiful.
I really think you mean that.
Every day it's going to get better and better.
But that's going to take time.
Just mellow out a little bit.
I'm not sure I understand.
Do I detect a note of insecurity?
I'd be a fool not to trust you.
Your desire very often borders on desperation, Karen.
When I start to think, I get confused.
Well, I figured you didn't want to talk about that.
No, at least I didn't think so.
There is just one thing.
I promise I'll do my best.
Because if you're not willing to give me everything that you've got, if you're not willing to really knock yourself out for me, it's not worth it.
Maybe I'm not as young and inexperienced as you think.
That bothers you, doesn't it?
I am not a sick child who has to be coddled. And I can deal with this.
Okay. Sounds great.
I don't think you're ready to accept the way I feel about you.
That's news to me. I thought it was working very well.
I feel like I'm in occupied territory.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's just that, you know, you let your feelings show sometimes, Brad.
Always ridiculous reasons.
Well, you're entitled to your opinions, David.
Why, you really are sure of yourself, aren't you?
You might make a note of that.
But you've got to let me explain something to you, okay?
But I suddenly see something very clearly.
Just think about what I said.
I know very well what you're talking about.
I don't want to discuss this subject any further.
Oh, then I don't know what you want me to say.
You won't even consider the alternative.
I mean, every time I try to talk to you, you won't listen to me, and there just doesn't seem to be any way to reach you.
I never asked you about those years, and I'm not asking you now. But I want to warn you.
That's quite an admission.
What about it?
Oh, Alan, you know what I mean.
Look, it's really none of your business, Vanessa.
Did you really mean what you said before?
You know that's impossible.
How would you know?
You know, you're really making my day, Dorian.
I hear what you're saying, Tom. But you just mark my words. These things always backfire, and you know it.
What kind of a man do you think I am?
You want to talk about it?
No, not really.
That's been a problem all along.
But I don't care what you think.
Does it matter?
Now, I wouldn't believe a word you had to say.
I have nothing to say.
That doesn't surprise me, Nancy.
I can see you're not in the mood for a rational conversation.
Under the circumstances, that would be quite impossible.
I trusted you once.
I'm attempting to correct all those weaknesses.
This may be your last chance.
You're entitled to your own opinion.
Would you please call me when and if you ever come to your senses?
You only do this to make me crazy.
Don't you understand?
No, I don't.
You talk about an inability to love. You couldn't express a tender, vulnerable emotion if your life depended on it.
Is this some kind of a put-down?
You think that everybody buys this macho, intellectual image that you try to project?
You don't know how I'm feeling. You never have known how I was feeling, and you never will. I don't think you're ever going to know how another human being feels.
You're always right.
I make more sense than anyone you've ever met, probably.
You can never forgive. Your mind is so damn closed all the time.
Oh, now I'm going to hear about that. I don't get a minute's peace from your whining.
Listen, I don't need any of your cracks, okay?
This is an instant replay of the last time you kicked my guts in.
No, it isn't.
Sure, act like it's all my fault.
I'm as human as anybody else, and I know what your problem is.
You enough to drive anybody crackers, you know that?
I am very well aware of it.
What are you saying, Dorothy?
I'm going to say this for the very last time.
Shut up. I don't want to hear it. You know, the whole world could do with less of your negative information.
Would you stop preaching at me?
Nobody knows the witch you are.
How dare you talk to me like that?
You are too stupid for words.
I can't take any more of this, Frank.
No. No, I'm not going to walk away from this.
Just get out. Will you just get out? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to hear anything that you have to say.
So this has been going on for months, huh?
I don't know. I don't know about anything anymore.
We can't go on like this. We cannot go on like this.
You and I got to have a talk, Leslie.
This just isn't the right discussion to start off our third year of marriage.
It seems to me that things aren't really the same anymore.
It's rather ironic, isn't it?
I really just feel like such a fool.
We just don't seem to get anywhere with it.
Things can't get much worse than they already are.
I know only too well.
Our relationship is over and has been for a long time.
Oh, you didn't think this was going to last, did you?
Why not?
Look, I took advantage of you, and I'm sorry. I've said that, but look, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry.
It's gone forever.
It's all over with now.
And I'm not blaming you for anything.
Barbara, I wish it could have been done differently.
I was so afraid you'd never speak to me again.
Thank you for being honest with me.
It's really kind of incredible that we were friends.
It wasn't a casual affair. Don't ever think that.
Were we happy?
Sometimes.
There was a time when you and I were quite close.
I never felt as close to you as I did tonight.
I thought I would go out of my mind.
I played the saint.
I nearly fainted with pain.
Being married does make a difference, huh?
Let's forget the whole thing happened.
How about falling in love all over again?
We'll start from the bottom. Work our way up.
We can start over, baby. We can be happy.
Can't you trust me? Just a little bit.
That's the attitude, baby. From now on, no more regrets.
Darling, that is all in the past.
I think you should spend a nice, quiet evening at home.
I hope you're right.
I tried to do the right thing.
And it made you miserable.
Yeah, well, I guess I knew it all along. I just wasn't ready to face up to it.
Look, you mean it, don't you? I mean, you can just turn everything off just like that.
Is that what you think I'm doing?
Yes. And I'm determined not to let that happen. Ever again.
Okay, I just hate to see it end so soon.
Well, that's all rather unimportant now, isn't it?
Well, there's got to be some sort of answer somewhere.
Did you really mean what you said before?
Well, I don't know, Annie. I've got to check my schedule for next week. I don't know.
It just seems so hard, you know, two people who are strangers trying to get to know each other. I mean, you know, what do you talk about? Where do you start? I know someone's there because I can hear you. Why don't you say something or hang up?
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello?
You only do this to make me crazy.
I know someone's there because I can hear you. Why don't you say something or hang up?
That's just it. I don't have anything to say.
Hello? Who is this?
I don't really think that we should be having this conversation at all.
Nothing that you say will get repeated.
Hey, come on, honey. Will you take it easy? You're anticipating trouble.
I'm a little too antsy to sit under a hairdryer and read all those soap opera magazines.
Smile. You're going to have a good time.
Everything is going to be absolutely perfect.
It almost seems too good to be true.
It's all part of the human condition.
Something's wrong.
There's something going on that none of us understand.
I felt like that at first, too. You really think that you're going to go someplace, right?
Work, I repeat.
It's all part of the human condition.
Oh, yeah? Well, she isn't going to quit that job because she needs that job. They don't grow on trees, you know.
We can never leave. Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Be a success. And that's all he thinks about. That's all he thinks about.
You know, I longed so for success. Kind of hard to believe that it's brought me all these problems.
Listen, I hate to seem like the kind of wife that goes behind her husband's back with his boss, but
all that glitter and glamour don't mean anything unless you have the seamy side to play them off again.
You really want to hear all this? Yes, I really do.
It's all part of the human condition.
Seems to me that things aren't really the same anymore. I mean, the morale seems awfully low. And I get the impression that the men don't really have that much pride in their work.
I mean, you cannot combine your social life and your professional life. It just doesn't work out.
Listen, I'm still the boss around here, aren't I?
As long as you act like one.
And you should believe that. I mean, with your religious upbringing.
Yeah, I really envy your faith.
I can almost guarantee that that had nothing to do with it.
It's all part of the human condition.
Work, I repeat, work, 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 work. Work, I repeat. Work, I repeat.
Listen, I'm still the boss around here, aren't I?
We got work to do. I've more important things to do than worry about your role in this silly little drama.
We can never go back out in the other world.
I felt like that at first, too. You really think that you're going to go someplace.
Go someplace.
Well, even a woman as liberated as I am sometimes believes that the old-fashioned way is the best.
She's reasonably happy, Miranda. That's about all we can hope for now.
Well, she got our roles in a play all mixed up with real life.
We can build a future on that.
She can fall in love with some romantic image.
I don't want to be in a play.
We can never leave. Oh, isn't it wonderful?
You know, I feel so secure here.
I admit it. I depend on her.
She's homie as some make-believe character, not as myself. Oh, she got our roles in a play all mixed up with real life.
Yeah, I really envy her faith.
This is creepy. What are you, some kind of team? Did you rehearse this or was it just spontaneous?
I don't want to be in a play.
What about me? Don't I have the right to my own personal life?
Weekdays on NBC.
We got work to do.
Work, I repeat. Work, I repeat.
Some people call it fate. Others may call it destiny. It's all part of the human condition.
I can't take any more of this, Frank.
Take me away. Get me out of this place.
It's the last thing I do.
Daniel Stephen Crafts and his soap opera suite from 1982. Ah, well, I've done my job for yet another night. Hopefully, if FEMA and the cops stop looking for them, the Lymph Node Institute will be back in the house next week to deliver their usual dose of misery and hilarity. So on that happy note, good night, Seekers.